The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, according to a new survey in the UK, food, beer gardens and atmosphere, the most important factors in deciding if a good pub is actually a perfect pub. Well, what makes a perfect pub? A question asked by our reporter Josh Crosby. Take a listen.
Good atmosphere, good crack, nice staff.
Describe comfort. Atmosphere now. What's your...
Atmosphere is a good, buzzy crowd of people talking and including you in conversation. It has to be comfortable. No time for bits of stools. Comfortable seating. Good food.
Old furniture, friendly looking people. A snug would be nice.
Live music, definitely. Just make it a bit more atmosphere.
Would you prefer a band over a DJ?
Depends on the pub. Depends on where you're out. If you're out in a club, DJ. If you're out in like a wee local pub, band.
What do you think makes the perfect pub?
I was going to say live music, but the people as well. Sometimes you walk into a pub and it's dead.
It's a very easy answer to that. It's the people. But the barman as well. And then the people on this side of the bar. Where I go now, they've got music on Friday, Saturday and Sunday night, and it's live and it's absolutely out of this world. But when I start to talk to a person, I'd know straight away if they're well read, the choice of words, because I'm into etymology.
And do you get much of that in the pubs?
Yeah,
are there a few armchair experts or high stool experts?
No, they're not. If you call them experts, they'd be insulted.
What makes a good pub?
A good community, a good vibe. That's all I like, a good vibe. Just a crack and I get locked.
Good point. Good atmosphere. And a seat. A seat is a big one. Definitely a seat.
And if there was no seat, would you walk out again and go somewhere else, sir?
Depends what day it was. If it's a work day, there's not a hope I'm standing there. Weekends, I'm old, so I still want to see.
Say music, atmosphere, even the location, nice and central, not too far out.
And would you like a live band or a DJ?
Live band. Not a DJ in a pub, for sure.
But it's lovely to walk into a place and you just have that. It's a lovely feeling. I like this place, you know, and you look around at the faces and the expressions. I mean, I'm looking at you there now, and it's a happy disposition. And, you know, you didn't threaten me with the phone or anything, and I said, this seems a decent sort of fellow, so...
And the same goes for if you're in a pub, you're sitting on the high stool, someone walks in, crack open a conversation.
Absolutely, yes, and it's really the nature of the human being. If you're a kind, decent sort of person, all these little factors, they do make a difference, you know. They're small things, but my goodness, they are important.
Good point.
Live music is always a good one. Pad music feels like you're in someone's living room kind of vibe.
So you want the small
pub. Nothing too perfect. Yeah, a bit like too rugged, not too pricey.
You don't mind a bit of sawdust on the floor,
no,
a bit of dust here and there?
No. Good point, bit of music, can't get wrong.
The odd cobweb could nearly add to the character.
Yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
Old man. Yeah. Giving out in the corner.
Yeah, literally.
All right, that was the views of people on the street speaking to our reporter Josh Crosby. Pat Carthy is with me from Hot Press. Mike McMahon, the co-owner of the award-winning Mother Max pub, and Megan Scully, broadcaster and freelance journalist. You're all very welcome. Megan, I mean, you drink it out of a wet sock, so what makes a perfect pub?
Well, it's funny, I was listening to that report and I was thinking you're probably expecting me to say somewhere that cocktails and Instagram
literally wrote down here Megan Scully / cocktails.
No, my perfect pub, I'll tell you right now, is a really quiet pub, and I'm going to have to say probably no music at all, where you can get a lovely creamy pint of Guinness and where it's got cosy corners. I love when they have snugs and it's just kind of all these nooks and crannies and there's bits of furniture everywhere, and well, maybe not this time of year, but in the next few weeks and months, a lovely fire with turf on it. And as well, no food being served. I love when there is potatoes, snack bars and bacon fries. That is my dream pub.
Oh, right. Okay. So none of this gastro nonsense for you, no?
I don't mind. I frequent those places as well. But my ideal day now, if you ask me where a lovely spot, I love a nice quiet place where you can either sit in your own or you can chat to people around you or you can go with a friend and you can hear yourself, because I find sometimes when there's music, it's very loud, and I don't like it it's too loud.
Okay. Oh, wow. There's a real sign of age now. I hate to say it, Megan. But do you like when you say no music, no live music, do you like a little bit of music being played over a PA system in the background, or is it just dead silent?
I just kind of like when there's the atmosphere of the kind of few people that are in the bar. I just find if I want to go to live music, I'll go to a gig venue or like a live music venue. If I want food, I'll go to a gastro bar or a restaurant. But I think when I want the perfect pub, I just think those kind of Irish country pubs, they're the place I love going, because I find sometimes life can be so hectic and busy that just when you go to a nice quiet place, it's just to chill and relax and just have a good chat with the people around you.
What about televisions in the pub? Yay or nay?
For my dream pub, no. If I want to go to see sports or watch television, I'll go to a sports bar.
Okay. All right. What about Mike McMahon, like I say, from Mother Max Pub. Mike, what's the most important feature in any pub in your mind?
Well, good evening, Kieran. Good evening to your listeners. I mean, you know, there's a fantastic Limerick musician called Gerard McCarthy, and he sings a song about the Irish pub, and he says, you know, the design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You know, while that template, I mean, can be transferred anywhere else, for me, the Irish bar counter is promotes conversation, and it is the difference between a fantastic pub and a pub elsewhere around the world. You know,
the bar counter itself.
The bar counter itself, right? It is that bar counter is the ability to generate conversation. It leads to the symbiotic relationship that's almost there between the customers, the publican. You know, and as Megan has been saying, right? That the conversation, right? I don't know. Can you hear it here in the background? Hopefully not. We're trying to go somewhere quiet, but you know, the beautiful hum of conversation that goes on, right? As customers walk in, they'll sit down, right? It's a wonderful equalizer. No matter what walk of life you come from, no matter what profession you're in, you'll sit together at the counter, shoulder by shoulder, you'll receive the same service, and you'll interact with each other. And for that 5 or that 50 minutes, you know, you'll build a relationship with the person beside you, you know, and in those moments, you'll share some of the most intimate details of your life, you know, things that were good in the day or good in your life, you know, sometimes things that weren't, right? And you'll feel like best friends, you know, for that period of time. You could still leave as strangers, but while you were here sitting at the counter, wow, you know, it's wonderful. That conversation is fantastic.
And given how important that element of it is for you in terms of what makes the perfect pub or the perfect pub experience, what do you think when you see people not engaged in conversation and staring at their phone, for example?
Oh, I'll sometimes turn off the Wi-Fi. You know, so I mean, we try and promote it here, right? And I mean, I think the art and the art form and the skill that is in this trade is the ability to engage with people. You know, and everyone, we're very social beings, we're very social creatures. So if given the opportunity, people will engage in conversation. Now, I will also say sometimes people just like to sit back. That's totally okay too. You can see they'll prick the ear, they'll be listening to what's going on, they'll be chuckling under their breath, you know. The day mightn't be the day they want to join in the fun, but it could be the day they're just there to unwind, relax, you know, decompress maybe.
Pat Carthy, like I say, with us as well from Hot Press. So, Pat, Megan kind of surprised me there by not picking a cocktail bar. You're surely going to pick a cocktail bar. You love a cocktail bar. Renowned for it.
Why would you think that? I actually think and listen to Megan. She is a very good disguise. I think she's an old man in disguise. That's what it sounds like to me. And I couldn't agree with her more. I'm not crazy about cocktails. And I'm not crazy about food in the pubs either. A lot of pubs have, and I know they have to try and drum up business the best they can, because I read that report about we haven't drank less since 1987, according to the Irish Times recently. But I think a bag of potato, I think a toasted sandwich, if you're really starving, that's enough. And I agree with Mike there about the counter as well. And I tell you, I must look out for Mike's pub, because do you notice the way he came on and said good evening to everyone straight away? That's what you want. That's what you want when you, that's a professional there. That's what you want when you go into a pub. His thing about Wi-Fi, couldn't agree more. I'd nearly say ban phones altogether from the pub. Music.
What about televisions?
Well, televisions, you know the way you walk into some places and you're greeted with 47 televisions and some of them are 5 feet wide, blasting all sorts of sports. I wouldn't be crazy about that. There's a pub down the road here has a TV in the corner for emergencies. So if it's needed, that's fair enough. And then, you know, sometimes you want to just sit in your own. The thing about music, sometimes it can be very annoying when there's a guy in the corner who fancies himself as Christy Moore. You don't want to hear him going on. You know, I would agree with Megan again. If you want to go and see a band, which I do, I make me live in doing it, there are plenty of places to do that. But sometimes you just want to be with your pals, sitting on one of the stools and just talking rubbish. That's what it's about. That's what the pub is about, I think.
Yeah, well, but, you know, there's people who take a very militant approach, say, to the TV. Absolutely no TV whatsoever. There's a couple of pubs, well-known pubs in Dublin, for example, that have no TV, very popular pubs. I have to say, I don't mind it. If there's a big sporting event on,
I like the kind of communal
feeling of watching it together.
Oh, no, absolutely. But I don't think they need to be on just for the sake of having them on. Do you know what I mean?
You don't need to watch Bradley Walsh in the chase in the middle of the day.
Exactly.
In the pub.
If there's a rugby match or a football match on, absolutely, I completely understand that. And I know what you're saying, the communal feeling. It's the best place to watch one of them, I think. But once it's finished, no harm in switching it off.
So, Pat, when you go into the pub, are you sitting up at the bar counter? As Mike describes, is that the type of punter you are? Are you looking for a table and chairs, low seating, somewhere around the corner? Are you mingling around the room? What type of pub goer are you?
Well, it depends on mood, I suppose. I do like being up at the bar because you get to see everything then. And you don't have to struggle too hard to get the attention of the person behind the bar when you need to be refilled. But sometimes it's nice to just sit in the corner. I mean, I would often go in during the day, newspaper or book, sitting my own. I have no problem with that. But sometimes you need to be at the centre of it all, at the bar. And he's right. And I'll tell you a great thing as well. When you walk in, you can nearly judge a pub by the bar. As Mike was saying, when you walk in, you see a nice inviting bar. You think, right, well, I'm not going anywhere for the next 7 or 8 hours anyway, that's for sure.
Megan, are you sitting at the bar, sitting at a low table? You're mingling?
I mix it up. Like, sometimes I do enjoy sitting at the bar, and I would chat to the bar staff, and or if I'm with a friend, sometimes we choose to sit at the bar. But then sometimes I do like to kind of quiet corner as well. So it kind of just depends on the mood and on the day, really.
What is your favourite pub then, Megan? I'll put you on the spot.
Oh, well, I have...
If there was only one pub you could ever go to for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Do you know what I have to say? Being from Galway now, I'm going to give a shout out to T. Nochtans on Quay Street there, because it has all the nooks and crannies that you want. It has, you know, the quiet corners. It has the, you can sit up at the bar, which I've done as well. But it's great because when the weather's dry in Galway, which isn't very often, you can sit outside and just people watch. And it's probably one of my favourite activities to do. And it's just got that lovely middle of nowhere country feel to it, but you're in the heart of Galway City.
Mike, I'm going to put you on an even greater spot, because I'm going to say you can't pick Mother Max. If you had to pick another pub that you could only go to one for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, goodness me. You know what? There's fantastic pubs around the country, right? And we actually have the best pubs in the world. But if I was to pick one, I quite like strolling into the Palace Bar on Fleet Street.
Oh, lovely, you know,
Sitting anonymously down at the back counter and listening to the conversation going on. And every now and then, Willie Ahern might pass through and he'll throw a little comment in, and it'll be a bit of fun. And it's what a pub is.
Yeah.
You know, it's about conversation. It's about interaction. It's about people, hustle and bustle, you know, and it's about a decent point and a nice drop as well.
Absolutely. Pat, we're almost out of time. Go on. What pub?
Yeah. Quickly. Well, I would pick one of those two straight away, first of all. They're great as well. But I'd say the Old Royal Oak, in Kilmainham. It's just down the road from me here. Hasn't been decorated since the Civil War. You know, it's just a lovely
place. That's the American Civil War, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. And great pint of Guinness. TV in the corner, if needed. A snug as well. And nice, comfortable seats that you wouldn't be too bothered about spilling your pint on, because, as I say, they haven't been replaced in a while. And if I have too much, I can walk home. That's a big part of it.
That's a big difference. I'll get in trouble if I don't mention John Clear's nurse town in Kilkenny. On that note, Pat Carthy, Mike McMahon, Megan Scully, thank you all very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.